So as we come to the end, towards the end of our last formal sit together, perhaps taking a moment to reflect. Earlier this morning, I talked about drop by drop is the water jug filled. Maybe there's some uncomfortableness in the body after all this time sitting. Maybe there are some times when the mind was all over the place. But we keep coming back as best we can. As best we can. And in this way, cultivating our hearts and our minds. Cultivating for more softness, more openness, more flexibility, which is just what this world needs. This beautiful work that we're doing. Please don't underestimate how powerful and meaningful it is. For some of you, it's very late, time to sleep. For some of you, maybe you have still some energy to practice. I encourage you to respect your body and to do what feels right. But also with an encouragement that maybe what we sometimes think are obstacles are actually stepping stones, the way forward. And to illustrate that, I'd like to say words from a poem here. It's written by a practitioner. She writes, "Tiredness is no obstacle to sitting in silence. But to think tiredness is an obstacle, that is an obstacle. When you stop thinking this, you can sit in silence very well with tiredness, however tired you are. Then, at last, you are too tired to get stressed and want to achieve anything. Too tired to bully your breath and keep griping about yourself. Perhaps even too tired to think. Then the only thing to do is to abandon yourself gently for this brief moment to the silence now." Perhaps even too tired to think. Then the only thing to do is to abandon yourself gently for this brief moment to the silence now. wishing you all a lovely evening and a very pleasant sleep. Good night.